pressure builds. The tension mounts. Today, our two contestants face the $61,000 challenge. With over $61,000 worth of cash and prizes at stake. Hi, I'm Jay Stewart, inviting you to sit back and fasten your seatbelt as 610 KFRC presents the $61,000 challenge. And now, here's your host for the $61,000 challenge, Jim Bridges.
Thank you, Jay. This is it, the big one. Our finals of the $61,000 challenge on 610 KFRC. We've been 4 months getting here. Now it comes down to two contestants battling it out for $61,000 on 610 KFRC. Let's go through the process to determine our two finalists for tonight's program. We had weekly winners, each week awarding $1,610 to those winners. Then they came back for the monthlies and a shot at $3,610. And our two contestants tonight were monthly winners. They went on to the semifinals where they survived a playoff bout last night. They picked up some extra cash, and now it's down to the final two for 61 grand. Between now and 9:30, we'll determine who wins the big grand prize on 610 KFRC. Let's meet the players. We'd like to welcome back our two friends. These guys actually know each other. I doubt if they ever sat around playing Trivial Pursuit thinking that they would battle it out for 61 grand at one time or the other. By route of a coin toss, sitting to my left in the challenger's chair, this evening will be our October monthly champ. That's Hugh Croce of Pleasant Hill. Welcome back, Hugh.
Hi, Jim. Glad to be back.
Any sleep at all last night?
A grand total of about an hour and a half, yeah. I really caught a lot of Z's. I'm ready.
Good. Well, sometimes that helps you if you're on your toes. Sometimes having sleep puts you a little groggy, and you want to be awake tonight for 61 grand.
Well, I'm definitely going to try.
Hugh, as a Bay Area native, I don't think this cash could have come at a better time for you. During the process of our show, you've changed jobs.
That's correct.
And there is a shot at least at $10,610. The runner-up will pick up 10 grand, a little bit over 10 grand. But of course, you'd like that final big prize of $61,000.
Oh, yeah. My son Bjorn's got it all spent for me already. He's got Christmas and birthday coming up, so it's all gone.
He's got Christmas for the next 10 years, so
absolutely.
You enjoy whitewater rafting, football, and trivia. He works for Chevron over in Concord.
Watch your tongue.
Yeah. And I'm sure the folks are listening over there cheering you on tonight.
Yeah, I got a few people on the night shift that are listening and want to say hi to them.
Good luck. You got everybody named off that you need to before we get underway?
Mom and Dad, John and Cynthia, who else? Bjorn. And especially Bjorn. He gave me his Newt Rockne pep talk tonight, so I'm a dead cinch.
All right, good luck to you. There's Hugh Croce. Folks, you've met our challenger tonight. Now let's meet our second contestant, another monthly winner coming back for the big bucks tonight. Of course, the way Mike likes to talk about it, you're going for the big cabbage tonight.
Big cabbage is on the line.
Mike Tormey from Oakland. He works for Bart, originally from Boston, and enjoys those Red Sox. Of course, they're going to have to trade somebody in that outfield before they start next year, right?
They're going to trade. Evans, I think. We're going to get a right-handed pitcher, hopefully Mark Gubsica from Kansas City. And as you know, I got the Ted Williams hat on here.
He does have his Boston Red Sox hat on.
And I think we got a chance for the pennant if we pick up a good solid pitcher.
All right. See, now there's the Boston Red Sox fan. Of course, if you win the 61 grand, you'll put that right back into the Red Sox farm system, right?
I'm buying 2% of the Red Sox stock outstanding.
Okay, Mike also is from the East Bay and enjoys the baseball and would like to go to Grand Canyon in spring, and you could toss a lot of money away. 61 grand, you could have a pretty good time floating down Colorado. And you're the favorite gambling spot up there, too, right?
You know where the Colorado River empties out at Lake Mead, right at Lost Wages there, so everything's sort of coming together, maybe.
We'd like for you to hang on to that cash a little bit longer than that, Mike, if you do win tonight. Okay, Mike, now, by the way, for folks to know, our program, this isn't fixed or anything, but these two guys are friends. They've had an opportunity to play trivia, I'm sure. You've taken each other on, but never for this kind of stake, I'm sure, Mike.
Not this much money, no.
I think 61 cents was probably the most we ever wagered.
All right, that's about it. Yeah.
$61,000 on the line tonight. We'll find out how good of friends they're going to be after we award our grand prize. Let's get to it. Again, the $61,000 challenge. We've had weekly contests getting down to this, our final night. And we want to thank all of our listeners and contestants that have joined us for this challenge on 610 KFRC. And the challenge is broken down into three separate rounds. Our first round is composed of four separate categories of trivia questions. Then the second round, where we have some crazy names, oftentimes some crazy categories to compare. Then that final challenge round, the third round, where we have one final question. All three rounds combined, determining who will win $61,000 tonight on 610 KFRC. We'll take a brief break and then get it underway between Hugh Croce of Pleasant Hill and Mike Tormey of Oakland, battling it out for 61 grand on KFRC.
The receiver you're listening to right now is picking up one of the most vigorous radio signals mankind has so far learned to generate. State-of-the-art KFRC, with a far-reaching, brute force sound that stretches north and south from beneath the Monterey Peninsula to way past the state capital and east-west, border to border and beyond. Neighboring states and outlying communities keep in touch with the rhythms of San Francisco and the Bay Area by tuning in the frequency you grew up with as a familiar family element. The one with the call letters that stand for far-reaching coverage. KFRC.
They seem to have nerves of steel tonight, folks, but forget it. Underneath this facade, you've got a couple of guys that know that the big money is up for grabs. They're a little nervous, but they're ready for action, and let's get to it. The fun of the $61,000 challenge, our final program, the Big Bucks Awarded, before you leave tonight at 9:30 on 610 KFRC. Okay, Hugh, Mike, you know the rules. Let's repeat them for our listeners. The first round based on four separate categories of trivia questions. We'll be asking questions this time around from the following four categories. Categories tonight: Kings Named Will. Kings Named Will. Adam and Eve, our second category. World Mythology, category number three. Oh, I heard a groan there. Somebody must love that one. And our fourth and final category will be Spelling. Spelling Bee. World Mythology, Adam and Eve, Kings Named Will, all four categories with levels of difficulty in their questions. The easiest question in a category called the K-line question. It's worth 10 points. Next level of difficulty, an F-line question worth 25 points. R-line questions worth 50. 50 points. C-level questions, the toughest in a category. They're worth 100 points. As soon as all the KFRC questions in the category are answered, that category is closed. You must answer the lower-valued questions in the category before graduating to those of higher value. Question answered incorrectly, your opponent does have the opportunity to answer. And 5 seconds to get us that correct answer. You know the rules. Are you ready for the $61,000 challenge, Hugh?
Ready as I guess I'll get.
Mike, shall we get to it?
I guess we'll have to.
All right, as usual, the person with the challenger's chair gets the first selection of categories, and that will be Hugh Croce of Pleasant Hill. Hugh, tell us, will it be Kings Named Will, Adam and Eve, World Mythology, or Spelling?
Spelling, please.
Okay, we're going to check Hugh's spelling for the big bucks. $61,000 up for grabs in this round of 610 KFRC's challenge. Okay, here it is for you, Hugh. Spelling Bee, for 10 points, spell the word geminate. It means to become doubled. Geminate.
G-E-M-I-N-A-T-E.
There it is, with 10 points and an early lead. Hugh has 10 on the board. Mike still scoreless, but he gets a choice of a category. Which will it be for you, Mike?
Let me try spelling. I'm pretty weak in it, but what can I say?
There's a challenge for you. That's what it's all about. The challenge on KFRC, an F-line 25-point question, again in the spelling bee. And we had a correct answer from Hugh. Let's see if Mike can do the same thing to take the lead. Spell the word subdulous. Subdulous, meaning almost clever.
What was that word again?
Subdulous.
S-U-B-D-U-L-O-U-S.
Sorry, that's not it. For 25 points, it goes over to Hugh. Now, your opportunity to spell the word subdulous. Subdulous.
S-U-B-D-E-L-O-U-S.
Sorry, guys. You each seem to miss that same letter that we were looking for. Subdulous means almost clever, and you were almost there. Subdulous is spelled S-U-B-D-O-L-O-U-S. Okay, we stumped each of you. That very seldom happens at this caliber of play. Our two champions coming back competing for $61,000 tonight on KFRSC. Over to Hugh Croce now for a choice of a category. Hugh?
Let's try spelling one more time.
Back for the spelling category, a 50-point R-line question on 610 KFRSC. This is Jim Bridges wondering if you can spell the word vacillate. Means to fluctuate or flip-flop.
V-A-S-C-I-L-L-A-T-E.
Sorry, that's not it. You could take the lead, Mike, with a 50-point spelling of vacillate.
Well, that's how I was going to spell it, but let's see. I'll have to change. Now, V-A-S-C-I-L-A-T-E.
Sorry, there's no S in this one. Vacillate spelled V-A-C-I-L-L-A-T-E. 50-point spelling goes by the wayside. Now it goes over to Mike Tormey for a choice of a category.
I'll try the 100-pointer.
The closer in the spelling category. And here's the 100-point word for you to spell on 610 KFRC. Mike, spell the word cantaloupe, the muskmelon.
C-A-N-T-A-L-O-U-P-E.
There it is for 100 points. Mike takes the lead. He's got an even century mark on the board. And now you're trailing for the first time this evening, Hugh. You get a choice of a category from our three remaining, and you can choose from Kings Named Will, Adam and Eve, or World Mythology.
Adam and Eve, please.
New category. It's a K-Line 10-point question to lead it off. $61,000 up for grabs in this round tonight on KFRC. Hugh, Adam and Eve on a raft is what kind of breakfast dish?
Poached eggs on toast.
That's it. You ordered that at your fast food diner. You got to have Adam and Egg. Adam and Eve on a raft. That's what the lady would say. And Hugh is now up to 20 on the board with a 10-point answer there. Mike, you have 100 points and a choice of a category.
Adam and Eve.
Continuing again about the first twosome, an F-line 25-point question about Adam and Eve on KFRC. Mike, Adam and Eve, according to the scriptures, had many children. The three most famous were Cain, Abel, and the third?
Shem.
No, I'm sorry, it's not Shem. For 25 points, you get an opportunity at it here, Hugh. You're trailing with 20 points on the board of Mike's 100. Adam and Eve, according to the scriptures, had many children. The three most famous were Cain, Abel, and the third.
Seth.
Name the third. That's it. For 25 points on the board, Hugh is up to 45. Seth, the third son of Adam and Eve, born after Cain slew Abel. The Bible said that Adam was 130 when Seth was born. Let's hear it for Adam. Mm. Come on. Okay, now you've got a choice of a category, Hugh. You've got 45 points on the board. You can choose from our three. World mythology, Adam and Eve, or Kings Named Will.
Let's try Adam and Eve one more time.
Back for it, and a 50-point answer could vault you, well, within 5 points of Mike's score. Here it is, a 50-point R-line question in Adam and Eve, the category. All right, Hugh, the words Adam and Eve in ancient Hebrew meant what, respectively?
Man and woman.
No, I'm sorry, that's not it for 50 points. It goes over to Mike Tormey. And Mike, you get a shot at 50 points. The words Adam and Eve in ancient Hebrew meant what, respectively?
Strength and courage.
Close. You were there. You were halfway there, Hugh. You had man. That's part of it. Man and life. Man and life was the Hebrew meaning for Adam and Eve. And that goes by the wayside. We've stumped him with three so far this evening on 610 KFRC. This is the $61,000 challenge. Our final two contestants battling it out for 61 grand tonight. Jim Bridges with a choice of a category for you. Mike Tormey of Oakland. Which would you like?
Adam and Eve.
Back for the closer. A 100-point C-line question from 610 KFRC to close another category. Mike, the surviving Christian stories about Adam and Eve are known collectively as what?
The Apocrypha.
I'm sorry, that's not it and not the answer we're looking for. For 100 points, it goes over to Hugh Croce. Hugh, the surviving Christian stories about Adam and Eve are known collectively as what?
I don't know, Genesis?
Correct answer. Haggadum, Haggadum. And that was worth 100 points. We've closed out the Adam and Eve category and stumped you guys again. Tip of the hat to the question writer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two remaining categories. We have world mythology or Kings Named Will. And we've got a Hugh for a choice.
The mythology, please.
Okay, big bucks on the line tonight, listeners. 61 grand will be awarded between these two. Mike on my right, Hugh on my left. Hugh with a K-line 10-point question in the category world mythology. Okay, Hugh. This Greco-Roman hero was the son of the god Zeus and the mortal Alcmene, the daughter of Perseus. Who was he?
Achilles?
Not Achilles. A 10-point question goes over to you, Mike. Listen carefully. This Greco-Roman hero was the son of the god Zeus and the mortal Alcmene, the daughter of Perseus. Who was he?
Hercules.
Hercules is right for 10 points on the board. Mike getting some more, and he gets up to 110 on the scoreboard with a choice of a category.
Mythology.
And we continue an F-line 25-point question about world mythology on 610 KFRC for $61,000 tonight. Okay, Mike, in Hopi, let me start over again here. I'm a little nervous, 61 grand on the line. In Hopi Indian mythology, as well as many other American tribes, the man in the red cloak from the east is considered the equivalent of which essential Christian religious figure?
The cardinal.
Sorry, that's not it for 25. It goes over to Hugh. Now, Hugh, you've got 45 on the board. You're trailing. Here's the question for 25. In Hopi Indian mythology, as well as many other American tribes, the man in the red cloak from the east is considered the equivalent of which essential Christian religious figure?
How about the Holy Ghost?
You guys are going to kick yourself. The man in the red cloak from the east, Indian terminology for Jesus Christ. As near as the archaeologists can figure, the legends of the red cloaked man coincide with the times that Christ existed in North Africa. Okay, Hugh, with 45 on the board, your choice of a category.
Well, I'm killing mythology. I might as well keep it up.
Okay, he continues. He goes for the R-line 50-point question tonight. Big bucks on the line from 610 KFRC. Here's the world mythology question for Hugh Croce. Okay, Hugh, in Norse mythology, Ragnarok is the equivalent of which Christian prophecy? Ranurock.
The coming of the Messiah?
Sorry, that's not it. For 50 points, it goes over to Mike now. In Norse mythology, Ranurock, Mike, was the equivalent of which Christian prophecy?
The Trinity.
It's hard to believe. Well, we got some tough questions here. This is the big one for $61,000, and we stumped each of our contestants. The apocalypse, considered Ranurock in Norse mythology. We stumped him again. Ratsa Ranurock. Okay, and it goes over to Mike now for a choice of a category between our two remaining.
Close out mythology.
The closer, the 100-point question in world mythology on 610 KFRC. The $61,000 challenge. Jim Bridges with a check for $61,000 for the winner of tonight's program. Mike, in Irish mythology, these people were called the Tua de Dadnan. After being conquered by the sons of Nil, they have become better known as
the leprechauns.
Accept that, Judge? You can't accept that. Fairies or the leprechauns, and that's a correct answer for 100 points, and it vaults Mike up to 210 on the board. You've got 45 points, and we have a 10-point question from the category Kings Named Will, obviously the most popular between you two, because you didn't call it out tonight. Here it is, a 10-point question in that category. Kings Named Will on 610 KFRC. Kaiser Will, or Kaiser Wilhelm, was the big deal in World War I. Which Emperor Wilhelm of Germany was... Wilhelm.
Which he was the second.
He was the second for 10 points, a correct answer. This guy knows his stuff. That's why he's battling it out for the championship tonight. He was up to 55 on the board. Mike, you've got 210, and we have a 25-point F-line question about kings named Will on 610 KFRC. For 25 points, Mike. William the First of England was generally known as William the Bastard, one of the greatest feudal lords of his time. Better known to us by another name. Name him for us.
William the Conqueror.
William the First was William the Conqueror. Came over from Normandy to conquer England, defeating King Harold and Duke of Normandy from 1035, King of England from 1066. Yes, William the Conqueror. And a correct answer from Mike, extending his lead to 235 on the board. Hugh with 55, and you need some points. We'll give you a 50-point R-line question again about kings named Will. The $61,000 challenge. We're going to give away 61 grand at the close of tonight's program. Okay, now Hugh, William the Bad and William the Good were successive kings of Sicily from the years 1120 to 1189. But they weren't Italian. What nationality were they?
French.
Got to accept that. Northern French, Normandy, and they were Norman, or from the northern part of France. That's with 50 points on the board. He was up to 105. Now the closer in our first round for $61,000 tonight on 610 KFRC. It's a 100-point question in the category Kings Named Will, and we direct it to Mike Tormey. Mike, King William III was Stadtholder, or King of the Netherlands, and also King of England from 1689 to 1702. Better known by another name associated with the Protestants in Northern Ireland. Name him.
William of Orange.
And a groan from Hugh, as he knew that one too. But Mike gets the points. 100 added to Mike's score. He's up to 335 as we close our first round. Hugh, you have 105. And an opportunity to put some more points on the board with round number two coming up on 610 KFRC. This is it, the big one. Our final closing program, good for $61,000 to the winner tonight on 610 KFRC. Jim Bridges hoping you'll stay with us for round number two right after these few messages. Get money. $61,000 challenge on 610 KFRC. We've gone through months of competition, getting down to the final two. Tonight, battling it out for $61,000. I'm Jim Bridges, joined in the studios by Hugh Croce of Pleasant Hill. Works for Chevron over in Concord. Mike Tormey of Oakland works for Bart. Each competing for that big grand prize of $61,000 on 610 KFRC. Now, you guys might think and try to tell us that you have nerves of steel, but I don't think I'd like to have a cup of coffee from either one of you served right now. I think your nerves are a little shaky for this one, but this is where we do test your responses. We do have buzzer action. Each of our two contestants will be trying to give us a correct answer. This round, we have some names for them to listen to. We'll ask them to hear the name, then tell us which of the two categories the name will belong to. When you think you know, you want to press your designated buzzer. First person to buzz in will have the opportunity to answer. Correct answers are worth 10 points on the board. You know by now, an incorrect answer, and your opponent automatically gets the 10 points. It's up to you and Mike now for the second round, and the names I'm going to have for you. Name I'm going to have to lead it off is going to be a type of armor with the name of an infant bird. Where do they find these? All along, I've wondered how they figure out these second round. Last night, and now the names. Hugh, Mike, it's going to be a name of an armor or a type of infant bird. Let's get to it. Round number two, $61,000 on the line tonight from 610 KFRSC. Guys, is this an armor or an infant bird? Beth, that's another 10 on the board for Mike. He's up to 355. You knowing that it's all up for grabs tonight, you need to get in on the buzzer a little quicker, Hugh. It's 105 for Hugh. Mike at 355 on the scoreboard. The name now, is this an armor or an infant bird? Grieve. Getting the mic in first.
That's a bird.
Sorry, grieve is a type of armor for the shins. For the shins. Of course, you're Boston.
Everybody knew that, Mikey. Come on.
Hugh taking the opportunity to rub it in a little bit, even though the scoreboard shows him trailing. He knows about his armor. Okay, another 10 on the board, and you'll take those points,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay, what are friends for? Yeah. Hugh is up to 115, Mike at 355. $61,000 challenge continues. This name, an armor or an infant bird, guys? Llama Lamar. Again to Mike in first.
An infant bird.
Sorry, another type of armor. Plate mail, and another 10 on the board for Hugh. He's up to 125. We're getting down to some very important names on 610 KFRC. Depending on how the score comes through our second round, we will have a close challenge round on 610 KFRC. Of course, that's still to come. Round two continues. This name, is it an armor or an infant bird? Pauldron. Go to Mike in first.
I'll have to say a bird again.
I wouldn't say that if I were you, because that is armor for the pectorals. For the pectorals. Of course, you go to battle every day working for Bart. You put on the old pauldron, and that's worth another 10 on the board. You'll take those points.
Sure. Thank you, Mikey.
135 on the board. Mike at 355. They sound like such good friends, but they're competing for $61,000 on this program from KFRC. Now, a new round of names for you to compare. Guys, this time around, the name is going to be a jet part or an infant bird. We like these infant birds, huh? Mm. Didn't have any in that first round, did you? The question writer's having some fun with you. Okay, is this a jet part or infant bird? Aerolon. Go to Hugh this time.
That's a jet part.
Yeah, the flaps on a jet. You've got your aerolons. That's how you fly and get up, maneuver a little bit. And another 10 on the board for Hugh. He's up to 145. Mike at 355. Another 10 on the board for a correct answer here. Is this name a jet part or another infant bird? Nacelle. We'll go over to Mike.
A jet part.
Yeah, the engine enclosure is a nacelle, and that's worth another 10 on the board. Mike is up to 365. Hugh at 145. $61,000 on the line from KFRSC. Guys, jet part or infant bird? Gosling. Go to Mike.
That's a bird.
Finally, you get that infant bird you've been looking for. Yes, the down, of course, on the gosling, it is an infant bird, and it's worth another 10 on the board for Mike. He's up to 375. Hugh at 145. And our last two names for you to compare on 610 KFRC. Mike, Hugh, is this a jet part or infant bird? Duckling. Over to Hugh.
It's got to be a bird.
Sounds like it's about time for an easy one in there. Is an infant bird for another 10 on the board. Hugh is up to, is that 155? Yes, it is. 155. Mike at 375. And now a name for you. Is this a jet part or an infant bird? Cygnet. We go to Hugh again.
It's a bird.
That's an infant swan, and that's worth another 10 on the board at the close of the second round of the $61,000 challenge on 610 KFRSC. Yes, listeners, you're just moments away from $61,000 to be awarded to one of our two contestants in the studio tonight. Will it be Hugh, or is it going to be Mike Dormy? We have one final question awaiting them. It's the challenge round coming up on 610 KFRC. One last question helping to decide our champ for $61,000 on 610 KFRC. Don St. John waiting for you with plenty of great hits tonight at 9:30 on KFRC. Yep. 610 KFRC. Here we are, down to our final round between our final two contestants. The top two, after months of competition on 610 KFRC. You know, we have a lot of listeners that have stayed with us through the end, even through time changes, and we're awfully proud that you took the time to join us on 610 KFRC. We're also proud of all the folks that did compete on the program. You did an excellent job, especially with the level of questions that we toss at you. Congratulations to our listeners and to the contestants. Now, down to the final round between Mike Tormey of Oakland, leading with 375 points on the board, and Hugh Croce of Pleasant Hill with 165. They have an opportunity to win $61,000 with a correct answer to our challenge round. In the challenge round, we have the KFRC challenge question. One last question. They have the opportunity to hear that question and then wager points already earned in the first two rounds. You'll wager, of course, on the ability to answer the final question correctly, as little or as many of your point total as you like. But, of course, keep in mind, there's only $61,000 for one of our contestants tonight on 610 KFRC. Mike, Hugh, let's get to it. Challenge round question for you. Here's the big one. Shakespeare had two nicknames while he lived in England. One was the Bard of Avon. What was Shakespeare's other nickname? Again, our challenge on question on 610 KFRC. Shakespeare had two nicknames while he lived in England. One was the Bard of Avon. Name Shakespeare's other nickname. Challenger on question is out. The gauntlet tossed down. The correct answer will mean $61,000 to our eventual winner tonight on 610 KFRC. You got a big check for 61 grand to either Mike or Hugh. We'll find out who collects the big cabbage on 610 KFRC after this short 1 minute break. You stay with us for our dramatic conclusion on KFRC. And KFRC building the suspense even more. We're down to our final challenge round, and the question's answer is coming up. Hugh Croce of Pleasant Hill and Mike Tormey of Oakland. I'd have to say these guys like to have a good time, but they also are very knowledgeable. Great examples for kids listening out there. If you do your schoolwork and keep your eyes open, do some learning, you could possibly win some big bucks like these two here. Do you ever think, Mike, that all this trivia that you collected through the years would be worth $61,000?
Not really. I mean, it's like the last vestige of the squandered intellect, and it kind of chickens came home to roost tonight, maybe. I don't know.
Hugh, did you ever think that all the time that you played the Trivial Pursuit until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning was ever going to get you any money at all?
No, but the redeeming thing is that my mother always asked me why I couldn't do my multiplication tables, and I knew the Bosco jingle, and finally I've been vindicated, I think. Yeah.
That's what it takes. Sometimes you need to know the stuff on the trivia side to pick up the big bucks, and here it is, our challenge on question and a correct answer for our two contestants. The final two. Again, before we go into the answer, I want to thank all of our contestants and the folks that have been listening throughout the run of the show. We appreciate all of your support on 610 KFRC. Nervous enough, guys? Let's get to it. A correct answer for the challenge round question on 610 KFRC. That challenge round question again. Shakespeare, having two nicknames while he lived in England. One was the Bard of Avon. The other nickname, the Swan of Avon. Over to our challenger for this evening's program. By luck of that coin toss, that's Hugh Croce with 165 on the board. A correct answer, the Swan, will double your 165 points on the board. That's going to put you up to 330 points. Let's find out if that's going to be what it takes. Did Mike even feel like getting it? Mike Tormey, 375 points. A correct answer, the Swan of Avon. No points wedged. You didn't need to. $61,000 to you.
Shut him up, Andy.
You think the King's X is going to get a few drinks tonight, huh?
I'm going to get a lot.
Fantastic. The Boston Red Sox have a new star outfielder way out there. He's out there tonight with $61,000. Congratulations to you, Hugh.
Thanks,
for a great run.
It was good fun.
$10,000 to you.
I love it. Great.
As a matter of fact, it's $10,610. But, of course, Mike has got the big cash prize of $61,000. No, all of our listeners and contestants would have liked to have been in your shoes for this very moment in time. What are you going to do with the money now, Mike? Got to ask you.
Well, like I said, we're going to buy 2% of the Red Sox outstanding stock. We're getting our pitcher. We'll go on the World Series this year.
All right. And, of course, you know which team he's going to be betting for. Congratulations, our big champ, a $61,000 challenge, Mike Tormey of Oakland, surviving months of challenges, our semifinals, and now the final night up against one of his buddies. It's time to let loose a hoot. He's got $61,000 coming to him from 610 KFRC. $10,610 to you. Let's not add any more money. You've already collected enough from us, Hugh. Congratulations again. You got any plans for your 10 grand?
Oh, I'll find something. Like I say, I think Bjorn's got it all spent for me, so it'll be plenty of birthday and Christmas presents all around.
There's going to be some presents under the tree. Congratulations again to Hugh and to Mike. $61,000 to Mike Tormey of Oakland. That adds to his previous winnings. More than $61,000 from 610 KFRC. Closes a very exciting run on KFRC. We want to thank all of you again for listening. Our Game Zone Game Gods and General Deities, Pat Norman and Mike Phillips. Executive producer, Tim Jordan. $61,000 challenge producer is Mike Melvin. Writer is Bran Shelton. And boy, did he have some fun challenging us. Board operator, Jeff Mosley. And thank you again to all of our contestants and listeners. Jim Bridges, thanking you for listening. Hoping you'll make the best out of every challenge. Don St. John in next on KFRC.
The $61,000 challenge. An exclusive presentation of RKO Radio and 610 KFRC. We built